So one of the questions we're asking this morning is a pretty serious one. Are your elderly relatives actually safe? How closely do you pay attention to the care of your parents or your grandparents? New research by the charity Action on Elder Abuse Northern Ireland has found thousands of elderly people here are being abused. Thousands, that's an incredible statement. If the local figures are representative of the rest of the UK, that would mean almost 1 million over 65s are suffering abuse, the length and breadth of the United Kingdom. Now, it's hard to believe, actually, but let me speak to Veronica Gray, who's the Director of Action on Elder Abuse NI. Veronica, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for taking the time this morning to talk about an important subject.
Yes, it is a very important subject, but immediately I'm thinking, it couldn't be that thousands are being abused in Northern Ireland. That's what the statement says. In what way are our senior citizens being abused?
Well, Frank, if I can just give the context to the figures that you've talked about. A number of months ago, the charity went out to talk to older people themselves about their experiences of abuse. And 8.1% of the older people that we spoke to told us they had experienced a form of abuse. And the forms of abuse that older people are suffering include physical abuse, psychological abuse, financial abuse, sexual abuse and neglect. So older people are experiencing the full range of categories of abuse.
It must be harrowing for people if they're going through this sort of abuse at any time in life, but when they're in their, you know, the twilight of their lives to be facing this, who's doing the abusing?
This particular poll didn't go into that detail. However, through our Elder Abuse Response Helpline, which is the only dedicated elder abuse helpline in Northern Ireland, which was launched back in April, we know that up to 70% of abuse being perpetrated in Northern Ireland is being perpetrated by family members and people known and trusted by older people. In most cases, through our helpline, it would be sons and daughters.
It's a very sad, sad story that you're telling, Veronica. The psychological abuse, this would include like threats or intimidation or mockery that would basically be verbal, I presume. Why would people be doing that?
There's a number of reasons that people perpetrate abuse, Frank, and some of the examples that we hear from older people are their relatives or friends saying things, for example, hurry up and die. You're of no use or value anymore. If you don't shut up, we'll just put you in a home. Those are the kinds of things that older people tell us they're experiencing.
And the people who are talking to you, you know, I'm not in any way for one moment suggesting that people are imagining this, but are they fully within their faculties, within their mind, when they are giving you this sort of feedback?
Mental capacity is an issue that we are very familiar with. When older people contact us through the helpline, that is one of the questions that our operators will determine, and we will continue to speak to the older person. Other callers to our helpline may not be the older person themselves. It could be a family member or a concerned neighbour or relative, and in some cases professionals will also contact us. And of course then we would be asking questions of the older person's mental capacity and what and taking forward that assessment. So I don't believe that the stories are in any way fabricated, and we would be very much accepting what older people are telling us.
And physical abuse, the hitting, the slapping, even being spat at, this is being reported as well.
It is indeed. Very serious physical assaults, where we would see physical injury requiring medical treatment, but also physical abuse on a lower, more insidious type level, nipping an older person continually, may not result in significant harm and injury, but it has a physical and a psychological impact on the older person.
And would this be coming from people who have a duty of care to that older person, or someone who's just round to visit them, or is it someone they are sharing accommodation with? What sort of person would be motivated to make the life of an older person a misery?
Yes, it is sad, isn't it? And we have to say that abuse has no place in civil society, but it is happening in all parts of society. What we deal with mostly through our helpline is older people who are living in their own homes and abused by family members, and in a lesser number of cases, care staff who would maybe be coming to interact with the older person. We do obviously deal with cases of abuse within residential care facilities, and I think that's even more concerning because we would expect all of the necessary safeguards to be in place in, for example, a care home. So it's even more concerning when there is a safe or supposedly safe environment with checks and balances in place that abuse could happen in those services.
Financial abuse, that will happen as well. This is the misuse of power of attorney or whatever, or even general theft from the person's home or yes. purse. I'm not as surprised, to be honest, by that one as I am by the others.
Yes, we have undertaken a huge amount of work about financial abuse of older people over the last 12 months. We know through the research that the Commissioner for Older People undertook and launched last year that one in five older people in Northern Ireland confirm they have experienced financial abuse. Again, I agree it's perhaps not as surprising as some of the, or as shocking maybe as some of the other forms of abuse, but we can't forget that financial abuse, although it's not a physical crime to the older person, it can have very serious implications. And there is research that would suggest financial abuse against an older person can trigger terminal decline, and it can trigger admission to care facilities. So it does have a very substantial impact when it happens.
Yeah, of course, all of these forms of abuse would have a draining impact, would make a person feel incredibly unhappy. And the most serious one of all, indeed, if you haven't thought of the others as serious, of course they are. But sexual abuse is happening, and they are reporting this to you.
Yes. Our survey that we have just released the details of today doesn't identify that any older person reported sexual abuse to us in this poll. However, when we look to the second part of the poll that we undertook, which was talking to people aged 18 to 64 about their perceptions of older people that they know and love and their perceptions of abuse there, we have found that 2.6% of friends told us they know an older person who's been sexually abused. And when we look at relatives, 1.2% of those we surveyed told us they know an older relative has experienced sexual abuse. So that is very significant.
But that could be they've experienced sexual abuse as a much younger person.
No, this question was specifically related to people over 65.
It's stark and it's harrowing to think that people are going through that here in Northern Ireland. However, I think it's important to emphasise the vast majority of families with an older member and the vast majority of care workers would be doing an absolutely excellent job ensuring that their older relative is happy and safe. What can we do to ensure that the minority are not being abused? What can be done?
We absolutely agree that most older people are living safely and securely, but we do need to focus our attention on those who are at risk. And we believe we need to affect change at three levels. Excuse me. Firstly, with older people, we need to empower and encourage them to speak out whenever they are experiencing abuse and harm. And we need to dispel the myths among older people that if they report, they will receive negative consequences. We also need to ensure that 30% of friends and family who tell us they know an older person is at risk, we need to ensure that they know that protection is everyone's responsibility and that they can call our helpline for advice, no matter how small their concern may be. And the third way we want to affect change is to see radical change in our criminal justice system. We're aware that many cases are not prosecuted, and in the small number of abuse of older people cases that are prosecuted, the sentences are often very lenient. And that offers no justice to older people as victims, but it also offers no deterrent to others. So we see that there are three areas that we need to target to prevent and end elder abuse in Northern Ireland.
And finally, Veronica, do the police, I know you're feeling that the justice system needs to really have a look at itself on it, but if the police get a call, do they take it seriously?
It is our experience that police officers will respond to calls, and we work closely with our PSNI colleagues. But I think all of us in Northern Ireland, statutory agencies, charities like ourselves and members of the public, we can all do so much more, and we all need to really have this increased awareness that this happens. For too long, the abuse of older people was taboo and we didn't talk about it. But I think the more we talk about it, I think the more we can improve our responses.
Well, we've certainly been talking about it this morning, and I'm sure there's many a person shocked by what they are hearing. Veronica Gray, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.